Yeah, that means that might be you. Might be all of you. Everyone here. Well, let's see what it says. Message for everyone here. Dear everyone at Tyndale, a very special baby, Jesus, was born in Bethlehem, and I'm glad that you're still remembering his birth. But Jesus is also with you now. You can see him in each other, and others can see him in you. Will you learn from him and grow like him so that people will know me? Will you try to love other people the way I love you? Not just today, but every day. Love from God. And that's why we keep reliving the story. It's full of messages from God. Yes, and there are times in all of our lives when we need a message from God. Of hope, of peace, of strength for the journey. Sometimes we even need a message that sends us on a different pathway to the one that we were going to take. Like the Magi, who were told not to go back to Herod as they'd thought they would. We believe the Bible is full of messages from God. The world is full of messages from God. We sometimes even hear God speak through another person. All sorts of ways in which God still gives messages. But it's not just a story about messages. We mustn't forget that God chooses people to be part of it. I sometimes wonder, what if Mary had said no? What if Joseph had run a mile in the opposite direction to Mary? What if the donkey had sat down and refused to go the distance? What if the shepherds had drunk too much and couldn't be bothered to hurry? What if the Magi couldn't believe where they were ending up after all of that journey and refused to go into a stinky stable after all that journey? But this isn't a story about what ifs, even though we add in an awful lot of what ifs in order to make it fresh and new every year. It's a story about yeses. People who said yes, and that's the point. That's why we have to come back to it every year. That's why we need to remind ourselves that even though there are messages from God, in the end, none of that matters if nobody hears it and says yes. And so there's an opportunity for each of us. That's why we've dressed up. That's why we've been these people. That's why we've had the fun that we've had and we've remembered the stories and we've given pink and green and silver boxes. It doesn't really matter whether they're gold and frankincense and myrrh. What matters is whether or not, whatever the message that God has for you this Christmas time, it's whether or not you say yes. That's all that matters. Yes to welcoming God into our lives again. Happy Christmas. And we're going